This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Yesterday's primaries in Illinois saw some of the lowest voter turnout in decades. The State Board of Elections says turnout among registered voters in most of the state is right now at 17%. Spokesperson Matt Dietrich says there are still some mail-in ballots to be counted, but that probably won't move the needle too much.
Both presidential nominations had pretty well already been decided by the time the Illinois primary took place, and so that really took a lot of motivation away from a lot of voters, I think.
Dietrich says there's a good chance voter turnout will be much higher for the November election. The Chicago City Council has approved three police settlements worth more than $50 million. In one case, the city agrees to pay more than $2 million to the family of Rashad McIntosh, a teenager killed a decade ago by Chicago police. City Attorney Caroline Fronczak says even though a gun was recovered, there is evidence McIntosh was unarmed when police shot him.
Plaintiff will use the lack of fingerprints and DNA on the weapon allegedly possessed by McIntosh that will prove, according to plaintiff, that it was not his gun and that someone planted it on the scene after the shooting. There are also three alleged eyewitnesses to the shooting. All three men said that they did not observe McIntosh with a gun and that he was shot while surrendering.
The largest payout is $45 million, and it's connected to a car crash that happened during a police chase in 2021. That crash left a 15-year-old boy with a traumatic brain injury. The Chicago City Council today also confirmed four of Mayor Brandon Johnson's cabinet appointments for agencies ranging from the Office of Emergency Management to Transportation. All four appointees have years of prior city government experience, and their confirmations are Johnson's latest as he slowly fills out his cabinet in his first year in office. And a seventh grader has spelled her way to victory in the Chicago Public Schools Spelling Bee Championship on Tuesday. The Sun-Times reports Nidhi Kulkarni earned first place by correctly spelling myocarditis, and she now heads to the Scripps National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C. in May. Weather, sunny and breezy with a high near 40, and then partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 20s. Thursday, partly sunny, high in the low 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.